Governor Cuomo is fond of making this comparison of the difference in the state's finances since he took office 3 years ago.
We've gone from a $10 billion deficit to a $2 billion surplus. I don't know that I would have told you that was possible when we started this journey together. Let's give yourselves a round of applause for really a great piece of work.
But figures released by Cuomo's budget office show that the surplus does not actually occur this year. Instead, it would manifest if government spending is kept to 2% or less for the next 3 years. The budget for the new fiscal year shows a surplus of just $500 million. E.J. McMahon with the fiscal think tank the Empire Center says claiming credit now for something that could happen in the future is disingenuous.
He actually is counting it as if it's already happened, which is like saying your goal is to lose a lot more weight and then announcing to people that you've already lost it.
McMahon does give Cuomo credit for holding spending growth to an average of 2% per year for the past 3 years, making the governor's plan to reap a $2 billion surplus in the future more likely if he continues the habit.
He has credibility as somebody who's been holding down spending, and he says his goal, he's got a specific goal of never increasing spending more than 2% a year in the future. Well, that's a pretty specific promise that he can be held to account for.
McMahon says unforeseen circumstances like a severe economic downturn or a natural disaster could change things. Cuomo's budget plan also alters the way it reports projected deficits and surpluses. The newest version does away with a chart that shows projected deficits in future years if spending continues to rise and nothing is done to rein it in. It's now been replaced with a chart showing how much future surpluses there could be if spending growth is limited to 2% or less. State Controller Tom DiNapoli is neutral on what he says is a new strategy, and he gives Cuomo and his budget office credit for trying to do something to curb future gaps before they grow out of control. But DiNapoli, who is examining the spending plan before he puts out a report, says he'd like to see more specifics on how the projected $2 billion surplus will be reached.
A little more detail as to what steps would be taken to achieve that might be helpful to give confidence that, in fact, that number is achievable.
The controller recently released a report that shows record overtime expenses by the Cuomo administration, but budget officials say that has nothing to do with holding the line on spending, including what has essentially been a hiring freeze in the state workforce. The governor's budget director, Bob Megna, concedes that the $2 billion surplus for 2016 is just a projection at this point, but he says he believes that it will become a reality, even if the economy goes south.
We've kind of imposed some discipline so that in the areas we think we need to grow government, like education and health care, we could grow at faster than the 2% rate, but we're trying to eliminate inflation and inflators in other parts of the budget so we could better withstand a downturn if it did occur.
If the state does end up with a $2 billion surplus in 2016, as Cuomo has projected, the governor wants to use it to fully fund a plan for business and property tax cuts. Cuomo is running for re-election this year, and so far he has no announced opponent and $33 million in a campaign war chest. However, if he's no longer in office after the end of this year and someone else is governor, the future projected surplus, as well as future plans for tax cuts, could change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.